Cavs lineup changes.
Go ahead.
Cavs lineup changes. When you got LeBron in the lineup, you have a chance. I wouldn't get too flustered on the first game. Still think they're going to come out the East. So.
Tell us about the first couple days of school here, just being around everybody.
It's good to have everyone back in the building. I think we're at 100% participation rate. Just to see guys in the locker room, just building that chemistry from day one is definitely good. Everyone has a great attitude, and looking forward to getting things off on a good start. And the last 2 days have been great on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side.
How good is it just to have the contract thing now?
I have something I didn't know.
What are you hoping to accomplish in these next couple of weeks before you guys actually get on the field and you get to work with your teammates?
Right now, just laying the foundation. Of course, in the weight room, getting as strong as we can to prepare our body for a season, as well as condition ourselves. But in the classroom, everyone's taking in a new offense. So just trying to learn the basics right now, focusing in on every detail, and challenging each one to go in there and learn as much as they can. So that way, once we get on the field and we're out there competing, or whether it's phase two and we're just on air, that everyone's on the same page and speaking the same language.
Talk about the getting the guys together over the summer, and we saw some things on social media where you guys were really grinding, and when we talked to Hugh at the owners' meetings, he mentioned that you kind of were the inspiration for that. Can you address that?
Yes, I think it's definitely key to get everyone on the same page, building as much chemistry as possible, especially when you have guys coming from different teams, different backgrounds, just trying to learn each other on a personal level. That way, when we go out there and compete, it's a lot easier for guys to go out there and compete for one another. But as far as getting each other together in the offseason, I think that's definitely, like I said, a big role as far as chemistry down the line, and the plan to do so in the break that we had before training camp as well.
Do you feel any differently here than you did in Buffalo?
In what regards?
In as far as your role, or I mean, I know of course you're the star there, but do you feel any differently now that you're here than you did a year ago?
I would say more of a leader here. I mean, of course, it's not an older team. I had guys that were definitely older than me in Buffalo. I think I'm probably one of the top five oldest on the team, which sounds crazy because I'm 28. But the leadership role has definitely been a bigger role for me here, and I welcome that. Definitely has to come from the quarterback position, and I'm looking forward to leading the guys and just getting everybody in the right frame of mind.
When you guys got here yesterday, did you, kind of – introduce yourself to the whole team? Like, did you get up in front of everyone, or did you just kind of go up to everyone one-on-one?
Guys rolled in around different times. I got here around 6:15, 6 o'clock yesterday, and guys were rolling in, check-in. So just throughout the day, introducing yourself to guys that I hadn't met before. I spent some time last week in the facility, so I was able to see a number of guys, but hadn't seen everyone. And as far as in the team meeting room, we didn't do any introductions, but as an offensive group, we did. But I've made it my point to shake as many hands as possible and introduce myself to guys that I don't know because you want everyone to feel comfortable working around, and I think that's where chemistry starts. It's definitely in the locker room.
That's what you guys are allowed to do at this time. Being the quarterback, and you're coming into a new situation, you're going to have to learn a new offense, implement it, all those type of things. How do you hit the ground running when you're somewhat confined as far as what you're permitted to actually do with your coaches from a football perspective right now?
I think as far as what we're restricted as far as going on the field and throwing with guys, trying to find off-site facilities where we can actually still go and throw. But I think as far as the playbook learning as much as possible, it comes a point where guys have to question and quiz each other and holding each other accountable, and that's what we've been doing. Talked to Jarvis this morning about the playbook, and me and Drew staying in constant communication as well.
Why did you get here so early, 6 o'clock in the morning?
I wake up early. That's just me.
I know you weren't trying to make a statement or anything like that.
I think quarterback I mean, they're known for first guy in, last guy out. That's just kind of been me. Some guys aren't that way, but I get up early normally, so it's no reason to just sit around the house and watch TV.
Do you feel like you have the demeanor or the makeup to be able to handle? I mean, if a guy comes in here and he's probably going to be the number one overall pick. It's going to be whatever, Sam, Josh, even a Baker Mayfield who has said that he does not want to sit. You know, we've kind of seen it happen here before where, you know, that can get in the head of the guy who is starting. Do you feel like you're equipped to handle, you know, the media onslaught and all that that's going to entail to stave off a number one pick?
Absolutely. I think I've done that time in and time out in my career. I mean, it's a competition-driven lead, but at the same time, I'm here to lead this organization and to focus on playing football and winning games. So another person coming in is definitely not going to take my focus off of that. He can learn, but that's not going to take my focus off of that. I can't really focus on what someone else is going to do, but like I said, my focus is going out and helping this team win games.
Even if it's a Heisman Trophy winner like a Baker who comes in with all the hoopla and the craziness, do you feel like you got what it takes to?
Absolutely. Like I said, I've done that time in and time out.
I've been with a team that has had, you know, you got new coordinator, new quarterback, new receiver, new running back, new system. Have you ever been with a team that had that much overhaul, and what's the secret to?
When I first got to Buffalo, it was a similar situation. Shady was traded right before me. We walked into Greg Roman's offense, Rex Ryan. It was his first year, a couple of new linemen. So, and we were one game away from making the playoffs that year. So it's a challenge, but you have to hit the ground running. Like I said, everyone has to be on board. The attention to detail each and every day. In this phase two, OTAs as well, too, has to be at a high level for us to go out and accomplish the goals that we set as a team.
What are your early impressions of the playbook and Todd Haley?
It's a player-friendly playbook. I love some of the schemes, a lot of the schemes that he has in it. Of course, he's coming from an offense that's pretty balanced in passing and running, so, and I think we have the playmakers on offense to go out there and make this offense work.
We saw a little bit of Hugh's message on social media, but what was his message when he got you guys together for the first time, and how much did either he or you guys bring up 0-16, because obviously that's where you're coming off of?
Of course, don't forget it. Let it motivate you moving forward. But it's a new year. Everyone's 0-0 right now, and we control what happens in the future. So putting our best foot forward, attacking each day with the first day mindset and going out there and putting in the work.
I don't know if you had any relationship with Josh Gordon, but now that he's here, any reaction? You know, everybody here is kind of holding his breath, make sure he gets here fine, given his pass. What are your impressions?
He has a great attitude on him. He's been working hard the days that I've been around him. Last week, seeing him in the facility in these past 2 days, he's a hard worker. I mean, of course, he's a physical physical guy. When you look at him, you're kind of amazed that he's able to run as fast that he can at his size. But I'm excited to play with him. I've known him for a couple of years now, and I've always admired his game. So definitely excited to throw the ball to him.
The workouts. How often were you guys able to get together?
Say that again.
When you did the workouts, like you know, we saw the video that Jarvis Landry had put out.
I was down in Florida for 6 days, and we threw for five of those 6 days.
And whose idea was that video?
The video?
Yeah.
Jarvis, maybe.
Did you like it?
I didn't post the video, so.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. That's something to do for the offseason. I mean, it was more so about putting in the work, but the video is extra. We got some good work in there. I understand social media and stuff now, but it was more so about us going down there and actually getting to know each other and get some good work in.
Speaking of Jarvis, do you see him, a sense of relief maybe that contract is out of the way? And was that something you guys talked about before it was done, and how? Because I know it's always been a goal of his to get, you know, that long-term deal.
Absolutely. I mean, he deserved it. Of course, as a player, you like to see those things happen. To be able to play free now, His family is pretty much taken care of, so it's a burden that's off his back. He can strictly focus on football, not that he wasn't before, but it's, like I said, it's different once the long-term contract is signed, and he deserved every bit of it.
Coach,